Penguin Random House Audio presents Allie Hughes Has Sex Sometimes by Jules Moulin. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. That weekend. In the end, it was Harry's fault. Harry Goodman had promised to help Professor Hughes around the house that Friday. He'd also promised the Friday before, and the Friday before that, too. But it was New England, and baseball season, and 2004. The Sox were moving toward a 98-64 record that spring, and 5 months later, that October, they'd sweep the Cardinals to win their first series in 86 years. Harry grew up in South Boston, and it was a very emotional time. He said he could feel it coming. The loss of the underdog status, the triumph of victory, the shedding of the past, and having to look toward an uncertain future after success. So he was spending most of his days calming his nerves at Mulligan's Pub. Allie sneaked out through the back door of Robinson, dodging her boss, Dr. Priscilla Patricia Meir. She headed east behind Menkoff, Brackett, and Partridge, and when she hit Brown Street, she turned left, hoping to God she could get in and out of Pembroke Hall before Priscilla came by or called. She had only one student, Jake Bean. He was it. Then she would go home and meet Harry. Jake lost her after the lecture. In the throng of students and halfway downstairs, Allie went right instead of left, and Jake turned left instead of right and took the front door, walking to Brown on Waterman Street. He headed